Imagine if a person goes home after the Gantzi Yor of being in yeshiva. He goes back to his parents, he goes back to his home in Chutzlar, whatever it may be, and they're waiting for him, Oh, here he is after a whole year, he's come back. And he spends a beautiful Shabbos together with the whole Mishpacha, and it's a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. And he realizes that on Sunday, Monday, whatever it is, that he's going back to yeshiva, he's going back to the place where he came from. And he's quickly looking at the watch, and he's quickly looking at the time, he's looking outside, he's looking at the calendars, and his family's saying, come on, you just spent a beautiful Shabbos together with us. Why are you so anxious to get out? The Ben Ishchai, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, the parsha that we just lay now in Shabbos Kodesh, the Ben Ishchai says a beautiful Zach. The Ben Ishchai brings us, and he brings us a marshal from other places that we're going to go into right now, but the Ben Ishchai tells us that for everything Kodesh, there always has to be a Tosefes. There always has to be something extra. Like, for example, the example of something extra shows how much love a person has on the actual thing. For example, I always say the example of a worker who's working in a certain place, and the boss over there watches to see all his regular people that are working for him, and he notices those that are working harder. What is the recognition that somebody's working harder? So the Maisa, one of the ways that he could see that someone is working harder is simply that he puts in extra hours. Now, what does that mean? Because he's putting in extra hours, therefore he's a better guy? No. It shows that he loves what he's doing. When he puts in extra hours, when he's being Maisiv on that which he has to do, that which he's meant to do, so the Maisiv, it shows that his love for the work that he's doing is tremendous. Memela. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Zuk the Ben Ishchai, sees that when a Yid takes a Shabbos Kodesh, so everybody's going to keep Shabbos. Oh, but when you go the extra mile and you spend a little bit extra time of the weekday being Shabbos, either at the beginning of Shabbos or at the end of Shabbos, so it shows that you're not keeping Shabbos only because you're keeping Shabbos. You're keeping Shabbos because you love Shabbos Kodesh. And it's a tremendous, tremendous Yisod Rabbeisai. Because when it comes to Erev Shabbos, we've spoken here once before about the union of Tosefes Shabbos, that a person on an Erev Shabbos is meant to, by the way, it's a Chiv in HaTorah, for a person to have a Tosefes Shabbos, to bring in Shabbos extra than what Shabbos actually is. It's the same halacha also in a Motzah Shabbos. Motzah Shabbos as well, there's an union, again, we're dealing with Shailas from the Reisa, that a person is meant to be Moisiv on a Motzah Shabbos, also a Tosefes Shabbos, yes, more than Shabbos itself.
One Shabbos, sorry for stepping off the subject.
Yes.
What does you need to pay attention while I'm singing about what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes. As long as you're not bedafka.
Love
that. I don't know. Comes in safely be too much.
You'll
have to think it's hard before. That's a different, that's older, but not for now. As the Maisa. When is Motzah Shabbos? We'll start like that. Because the Maisa is a tremendous shayla we have to go into. We want to start Be'ez Hashem, a small section of Shi'urim on Hilchas Havdalah. There's a lot of exciting things going on in Havdalah. Who's chayv in Havdalah? When can you make Havdalah? When should you make Havdalah? What is all this business with the nails? Everybody's busy smelling. Everyone's doing spilling cups of wine down there. You know, their pockets over there. Skulas, this, that, and the other. Lots of exciting things going on in Hilchas Havdalah. We'll go through Keseidah Shulchan Aruch, starting from Seven Reish Shari Gimel and Aruch Chaim, beginning of Heilig Gimel. And we'll discuss a little bit of the Inyanim of Erev Motzah Shabbos. We'll discuss Havdalah, who's Chayiv, and then we'll go through all the exciting skulas and his Seder Hadvarim, what a person's meant to be doing in Havdalah. It's a Shaila from Doraisa. We're dealing with very, very serious things. When is Motzah Shabbos? That's the question. So, Me'ika Hadin, you need three stars. The question is, which type of stars do you need? Why do you need three small stars? The Shulchan Aruch says, and it's very Negea. Sometimes you go to a place, for example, on a Shabbos, like I had a fellow once call me, he was going to Hong Kong on business. Now, he's got no... Okay, nowadays it's very simple. You look on the internet, you can tell you exactly what time Motzah Shabbos is in every single place in the world. It's like a Balde Gazach. You put in which street you are, and it tells you what time is Motzah Shabbos over there. Oh, but it was a time they didn't have these things, or he couldn't get to it, whatever it was. Now, you have to figure out when is Motzah Shabbos. We didn't even Shai Dereis, it's not the Mechal Shabbos, right? Oh, so the Esrim Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Reis HaNegimel, tells us, you have to wait for three small stars. Why three? So Mishavu is Masber like this. Mishavu says that Me'ika Hadin, you need medium stars. I don't know if you guys can tell the difference between small and medium, and that's exactly the reason why we're Machmeh. Because like this, Me'ika Hadin, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, you need medium stars. of a sin. Einonu Bekim, we don't know exactly what's considered to be a medium star, or a big one, and maybe it will be a big one, and a big one is a star that's seen even during the day. Maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you've got to have small stars. So Lekulei Alma, it's 100% Motzei Shabbos. Yes.
When we end Shabbos now, no three stars in the sky.
Okay, so they have to know one thing. First of all, often it is, it just depends on where you are. There are certain times the clouds will be ruining the view and you won't be able to see. It depends. For example, if you go to the Catskills in America, you will always see beautiful amounts of stars that are Motzei Shabbos. That's the Metzius. Sometimes in certain towns and cities, so the pollution or the clouds or whatever the situation is in the environment will take a cloud up the area. So again, it's not a riot always, but in a lot of places you will very, very much see the stars.
That would be the whole, like, 72,
60. Oh, so we're going to get that. It's not nice to say this. The Shulchan Aruch says an interesting thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Chatchila, we're meant to delay Ma'irit. We're meant to delay Ma'irit. Why do we delay Ma'irit? Because we want to be Moisit onto Kodesh from the Choyot. We want to add more of the weekday onto Shabbos, to turn more of the weekday onto Shabbos itself. What's the Pshat? Ma'irit of Pshat. The boy said, this is unbelievable. The Ramah and the Torah Etzim, Reish Sari Hei, brings down that when do all the Neshamas go back to Gehenna? The state over then is Happy Azoya, which we're not going into right now, that the Shomers go back to Gehenim after Vayinoyim and the Seder HaKedusha. We know that on a Motzei Shabbos, we say the Hinoyim, which has the Seder Kedusha of Kodesh, 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 and Boruch, Shem, Boruch, Kavod, Bechulei, that Zub the Heilige Gator, and as I pass in the Ramah later on, we'll see it, that exact moment is when the Neshomers go back to Gehenim, and therefore, and obviously Shabbos, they have a break, right? It gets cool down over there.
They've got to never say it.
Oh, but when Mark comes to Mark, what's that?
If you don't say that, it's
awesome, beautiful. Says the Ramah later on, that the longer you delay saying the Hinoyim and the say the Kedusha, is the Maisa that takes them longer to go down to get in them, because they have to wait with the Gatz Kali soil to say it. Now, the R sheet is, by the way, I'm sure everybody knows the Zoya and others that want to say it, I'll be the Kois, when a person makes Abdullah ala Kois, that's why they delay it. People hate Rabbi Nutan for that reason, because they want to delay it as much as possible. I even saw brought down, unbelievable thing, that it's according to how you bring out Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, nobody here. Oh, but those people that bring out Shabbos, the exact time that they bring out Shabbos is Chas v'Shalom when they, forget them, go to Gehenim, Chas v'Shalom, Lo Aleinu. So they're going to go in at that time that they're normally going to be making Abdullah. So it comes out, there's a wonderful Maila. But it's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. You're meant to delay Motzei Shabbos as much as possible. Number one, to help all those neshamas out there. And number two, to help ourselves. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing to remember. In fact, listen to this Eliyahu Rabbah. A beautiful Eliyahu Rabbah over here. Sikotan Aleph. He brings a Rekeach. And the Rekeach learns. That is the reason why he never wondered this. Why did they do this? What's the pshat? Well, it's a song. Someone attack a taina. It's a song. It's in order, like, you remember, we brought down in the Mishavur already, you are supposed to say certain mizmorot to Tehillim when Shabbos goes out. It's a gan tzadak to accompany the Shabbos malka out of Shabbos. Or by the maisa, the Eliyahu Rabbah brings a rekeach. And says, that's good for the reason. In order to say, along with Racham, why? Those few seconds! Gefundig important seconds. 1 second. As the Ma'ariz says, Zoe brings the Ramah, the end of Reis Sari Gimel, that's taka the reason why you're meant to say Vuhu Racham slowly, in order to delay the Neshamas from going back. I saw the most unbelievable thing in the Shari Tshuva. I can't quote you the Lashon right now. The Shari Tshuva Al Adaf, over there. The end of Simon Reis Sari Gimel says, Mufurish. He brings all the Knesset Agdoyim and the Sfarim Agdoyim. That if a person says Vuhu Racham long, you delay it, you drown it, you delay it long. It's a segula for hatzlocha, and no harm will happen to you that week. As I state in the Shari Tshuva, in the Rechaim 7 Reish, Sadik Gimel, look it up, Rabbi, it's unbelievable. Now, again, it's a very, very big yisoid. Even, by the way, Chazal sometimes doesn't say it. Let's say he doesn't know, he said, and that's it. So you, when you say, the longer you make it out there, it's a gavaldik. It's a gavaldik hatzlocha. Don't be mad at the gantabach. Yeah.
Also, Mrs.
Meyer. Mrs. Meyer, we're going to get to the lachos of Mrs. Meyer. Yeah.
Sparsha, isn't
it? No. I call it Pasha. Right, it's Sparsha. Yeah. Okay, next.
Thank you, Brian. I have no idea, but because.
Oh!
You look into it.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to all of those things.
Basically, this is your shadow, right?
Yeah.
It's the story I
have. Okay, let me get back to it. Now, Tosefta Shabbos, the Inyan of being Moisif on a Motzei Shabbos, extra time of Shabbos is a chiv min ha-toyah. It's learned from Kamei Gemara, from Psukim. It's a chiv min ha-toyah, just like an Erev Shabbos. You don't wait till the minute of Shkia and bring in Shabbos. You bring in Shabbos a little bit earlier. How much later do you have to bring in Shabbos if you use the mitzvah to serve a Shabbos? So me'igad in a kol shuhu. What does a kol shuhu mean? To the price scheme of Moshe, the Rosh Hashulchan, be'erach 2-3 minutes. 2-3 minutes. The more you wait, the more mitzvah you get. In Chutzlars, have you ever wondered why the time of Motzah Shabbos on the calendar is much longer than a regular nacht that you'll daven Maariv on a regular night? Is a simple reason that's conveyed in different places in the world differently. For example, in Chutzlars, it can be anywhere between 50 and 60 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a big shayla. Is it 25 minutes, 30 minutes? Some do 45, some do 50. Not getting into different minhagim. A person has to look on the luach on the calendar to realize what time Motzah Shabbos is. Lemaisa. We'll get into this inyan later on, but Kolzman, a person didn't say Baruch Abba Avdim Ben Kodesh Tachol, and he didn't do Melacha, he still has the Kedusha of Shabbos with him. So if you want to have this Maila of A, Mitzvah Daraisa to Sefer Shabbos, B, making sure the Neshamas go later back to Gehenna, so try and delay either Ma'arid or Havdalah or doing Melacha. Try to delay as much as possible. There's a wonderful mitzvah involved in doing so. There's a wonderful Pima Gadim. The Pima Gadim in the Mishnah Zayzav in the beginning of Reish Tzadik Gimel tells us that a person should be dafka, do an extra long Shabbos. Why? So Shabbos doesn't look like a masoi, like a burden. Person, the minute Shabbos comes out, he's busy looking, what time is it? Can I get up? Can I get up? No, it looks like a masoi. Doesn't look gishma. The Arvi Nachal in Parashas Kisaitis is an amazing thing. He puts it, screams at people that are busy looking, and he calls it a bizayon, the Shabbos Kodesh. It's a mapashin of bizayon. It's like you mentioned in the beginning. You're going back to your family for one Shabbos, and at the end of Shabbos, you're desperate to get out of there, back to Yeshiva. How do you want to learn? Oh, but actually, you spend a beautiful Shabbos together. The Rabboni Shalom is saying, hey, you just spent a beautiful Shabbos with me. A beautiful Shabbos, asking the Rabboni Shalom in Torah and Tefillah, in Onik Shabbos and Kovod Shabbos, and the minute he goes out, let's go, off we go. It's a bizoyim. So you say, the Avi Nachal is putting screaming over there. You have to know. It's a very, very serious inyanim.
That's a very important point.
What's that? Your mom is taught there. There's a person that mom is speak about that thing, by the way. There's the shomas out there that are going into Gehenna because of your cigarette. That's for a different shayla. Lom again, Baita. Okay. Lom again, Baita. Now, let's start with Hilchas Avdolah Be'etzem. Well, we'll go through this. It will start now, a little bit late. Or we'll start with the Ikri and Yonim, Hilchas Avdolah, Aruchayim 7, Reish Tzadi Bob. Could I look at it? It's a gewaldig gezachen, Rabbi said we're going to learn. It starts like this. Lemaisa. Just like we know, in the beginning of Shabbos, we have Kiddush. Kiddush is going to Mekadish the Yoyim, to make the Yoyim Kodesh. So to Avdolah. Avdolah has to be at the end of Shabbos to show that it's finished. Where's the Makar? Where's the Makar? It doesn't say it in the Torah. So where's the Makar? So the Rambam, in Perichov Tes Halacha Aleph, tells us like this. Zohar es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadshoy, which we know, as the Gemara tells us, Mufurish is the Makar for making what? Kiddush on Friday night. Zuk the Rambam. Here you see, just that is a mitzvah in a Torah for a person to remember Shabbos when it begins, Adi Kiddush. It's the same thing also to remember Shabbos is finished, Al Yedei Havdalah. As I state in the Rambam, and the Ragid Mishnah and the Chinuch tell us the same Yisoid, Mimela. Lefid the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, the Shittim Ukubetsis and Beit Zafdalit. Havdalah is a Doraisa. Not stamps, a nice thing to do. It's a Doraisa Mamish. Chinuch. There are those Shittas that hold it only to Rabbanon. The Rabbi Magid, for example, brings up, say, Yesh Mephoshim, the Chus Chaim holds that way, the Shais and Jubas Arosh, the Chedik Kedalif, brings up Rabbeinu Tam, or Belemaisa. When I tell you everybody's masking, you have to say some kind of Havdalah, but you could say Baruch Hamavdah because it's a call. Bang! You've done your mitzvah, Da'oraisa, over there in Shmoneh Esser. Now we're going to get to that Shaila. Where does Havdalah? Is Havdalah in Shmoneh Esser? Or is it Dola Lekos? Or is it both? Why do we do both? That's another Shaila. So, Lemay says, everybody's masking, the Mishabur tells us Mufurish, in Reis Adibov Sikot Nalav, that a person davens Mayrib. And in Shmoneh Esser, he says, Atochin Antonu, right? In Chayn Nadas, the Avdada, the Havdalah that he does on the coast afterwards is Midrabbanan. Because he was Yotzei's Chiv Min HaTorah already. There's a wonderful Torah. The Torah in Reish Adivov brings a Pirkei Rabbi Ezer. The Pirkei Rabbi Ezer says that if a person makes Havdalah on Yayin, right, or he hears it from somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him a Kadosh. Tremendous, tremendous reward. Where do you find such a thing? When a person says Kiddush Al HaYayin, or hears it from somebody else, Pirkei Havdalah. I'm sorry, Havdalah. The Pirkei Rabbi Ezer calls it a Kadosh. Baruch Hu calls it a Kadosh. It's a tremendous. Torah brings it down. Now, let's continue. The Prima Gadim has a wonderful Shaila. But the Prima Gadim, I don't understand something over here. What's the Shaila? He brings a Magid Mishnah, that brings a Mishnah Farshim, that learns that the Chiv of Havdalah is where? La Havdil bin Kodesh bin Nachoil. That Havdalah is to make a hecker, to make a difference, to make a separation between that which is holy and that which is Choil. In fact, the Prima Gadim, I don't understand. The minute it's night outside, and we explained this in the beginning, the stars come out. It's Chol. No, it's weekday. It's Motzei Shabbos. It's not Shabbos anymore. It's too late. We're making Abdullah for an hour later. Look at our view. Where's the Abdullah, Shabbat? The Abdullah should be that minute. You have to make it an hour later. So he answers the biggest side, which is a side that calls man a person didn't do melacha yet. You've still got the Inyan of Shabbos. And if you still got the Inyan of Shabbos, the moment you make Havdalah, and that's best in the first melacha you're meant to be doing, is lighting the match and the fire and the Gantz HaMaisa, then exactly you got rid of Shabbos and the Mela, then you're making a beautiful Havdalah over there.
That's the first melacha you still have to learn to make Havdalah.
We're going to get to that. Now, the Maisa, are we dealing with the Doraisa Drabbanon? What's the Nafkamina Doraisa Drabbanon? It's a Chiv. Everybody makes Havdalah. Who cares? So, the Maisa, the Bach, the Pinigodim, the Chashogim, all say the tremendous Nafkamina over here is the Gabi Noshim. Women. Are women chayim in a Torah or the chayim in the Rabbanon? For example, if you hold it's Doraisa, so it's a mitzvah, says it's mangroma, this should be pata. But no, because if it's Doraisa, it's like making Kiddush. And just like a woman is chayim in Kiddush, she's also going to be chayim in Havdalah, because we learn from Zohar v'Shamo. That's why, I bet Etzim they have a chiv. If there's a man around, they should be making Havdalah alidei man. Masha'ikin, if you hold this only to Rabbanon, then you have to understand that what happens if a woman misses Havdalah from a husband, or let's say, for example, there is no husband, so she has the shayla, she should make Havdalah by herself, or does she have to go to somebody else? Now, we'll start like this. The takana. What was the original takana of Havdalah? When? When was it said? So the Gemara Brachos of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph tells us that when Ezra brought Klal Yisrael from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, people were very poor. They were neem. Who could afford wine? People could afford wine. Imagine a cup of wine, what it cost. Nobody could afford wine. Remember, the Gemara tells us that Anshe Knesset Gedolah said, Havdalah should be said in Shemayna Esra. And that's what we do. We say as the Takana because the Maisa people could not afford wine. Later on, people got wealthy. And a cup of wine wasn't so expensive like it was originally. So Mimele said, okay, in that case, make Havdalah a la kos with yain. When people got even poorer again after that, they decided to go back to Shemona Esra. So Lemaisa, what we do is we do both. We take Shemona Esra and we say Havdalah then. We also take Havdalah a la kos and we say it then. Now, when should it be said? So the Be'alocha tells us, Mufurish and Sivov, best time to say Havdalah is straight after Mayelin. Why? Tadav Shaina Tadeh. Marriage comes before Havdalah. Now that doesn't mean you can't say it before. I had a fellow that came to me, for example, I think it was 2 weeks ago on an Erev Shabbos, and he says to me, his wife's going away Motzei Shabbos, Mamish Miyad, she has a flight to catch to Manchester, I think it was, or London maybe, the minute after Shabbos, the second night, she's going to be out on the taxi away from there, right? So we've spoken about before, he should have to call the taxi before because maybe Zagoy is coming on Shabbos. That's for a different Shaila. But his Shaila is, when is she allowed to hear Havdalah? I have to tell you, I mean, don't pass in this way, but you should know. Rav Moshe Zatzal, Taka used to say, Bishas Zatzkat Godel could be in a telephone you could be Yitzah. Bishas Zatzkat Godel. But I said, anyway, there's Mekinim when we can say Havdalah. I actually let him to make Havdalah before Maariv. I said, wait till Nacht. If there's enough time, make Havdalah in the house. And then let her go, and you do Maariv after. It's Beseder. It's not Lechatchila, but it was a Bishas Zatzkat. When is the last time for saying Havdalah? As we know, Tuesday, 3 days after Shabbos, is still a Shaychus to Shabbos, and Mimela, that's what we do. Now, when it comes to Atachon Donu in Shemoneh Esra, so Avadah doesn't work that way, we can't do that. After Yontif, you don't get these 3 days. That's a double poshet. Now, we have to finish with this halachos be'etzem, is Azoi. So, when do we make Havdalah in Shemoneh Esra? We make it in Atachon and Donu. Why? Because right before then, right after that, we start saying all the requests we want, refuah, and we want, you know, Torah, and we want everything that we want. So before you can do it, you're not meant to say requests on Shabbos Kodesh, you're not meant to ask for personal things on Shabbos. Therefore, it was Kodesh that Havdalah is in Shemini Esra right before the personal request. In order that straight after that, a person is Mavdel, it's already Chayil, and therefore you can now ask for all the personal requests over there. Now, the Maisa of a person, what happens if a person heard Havdalah already? And then he davens Maariv. Does he say Atachon and Tonu? Avada, he does. He still says regular Havdalah in Shemini Esra, even though he already heard Havdalah al ha. And the main thing Yerushalmi tells us, Mufushim Perik Hei, the Brachas, that the reason why Havdalah B'Shemoneh Esra was set up in the Bracha of Atachonin is that in order to be mavdil between Kodesh and Chol, a person needs to have a little bit of das. Gotta know what's going on. Mimela, there were the Chazal were koveya that Havdolah should have to be in a bracha that is talking about das, because a person requires das to make Havdolah. If a person left out Atachon, if you met Havdolah in Shemana Esra, you do not repeat Shemana Esra. And the last thing is, if you left it out and you ate before Havdolah Alakois, you got to daven Shemana Esra all over again. It's the only time we'll give you a knas for eating, daven Shemana Esra all over again. But I want to get into those halachas later on. Tomorrow, by 6:15, we will continue with the halachas.